Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We just took this phone call from Kimberly about 10 minutes ago. She's taking matters into her own hands.
It's interesting because he had said before that he wasn't the marrying type. And, you know, if you're together, you're together. But I really feel with 100% certainty that he's going to say yes. He's the love of my life and he's terrific. I'm really excited.
And you're that sure he's going to say yes? You're that sure he's going to be as excited as you are?
I am positive.
So that's Kimberly saying she's not only proposing marriage to her boyfriend at his home in front of his family, but it's the first time that she's ever going to actually meet his family also.
And she's going to pull his dad aside and ask his permission.
That's awesome.
Good morning, Sherry. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. You got some advice here for Kimberly?
Yes, I think she is absolutely crazy. Okay, have you considered that this might be a huge step for him, considering he already has issues with marriage? Like, just the fact that you're meeting his family, he's allowing you into his family presence, that's probably a huge step for him. So if you turn around and do this thing, this proposal or whatever, that's going to completely scare him off, and he's going to say, well, at least I found out she was crazy before I married her, because that's probably why he's afraid to get married. Most men aren't afraid of the commitment part of it. They're afraid of getting committed and then realizing that the person turns out to be a nut as soon as they put the ring on the finger. So to go into his family space and then for the first time, and then propose to him in public when he's already told you that he's not ready for marriage. That's inconsiderate and kind of selfish, and really you're going to shoot yourself in the foot.
Have you guys actually, like, gone and looked at rings and, I mean, talked about a life together and the actual ceremony and all that?
We've never gone to, you know, to, like, look at rings, but we've definitely talked about a lifetime together. And both of us really want children. That much I know for sure.
That's
and
good.
It isn't really, I mean, it is, the caller was right in the fact that it's the first time that physically I've met his parents, but I know, like I said, I talked to, you know, we're friends on, like, his sister and I, you know, like, we're friends on Facebook and stuff like that. So we talk and we chat. So his family knows me.
Right.
They're just so far that I've never actually been there. And he's met my family, you know, and we've gone on vacations together, you know, so it's not like I was like this secret girlfriend and now this is the first moment I'm being revealed. You know, it's not like that at all. Like, they know that we're serious.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that part. I mean, I wish I was in the room, or I've been in the room where I've seen his attitude about marriage, because if it's a flippant, like, oh, honey, you know what, marriage is, yeah, I mean, yes, but we don't have to do that. That's one thing. Or there's the, I'm just not for marriage. It's just a piece of paper, and our relationship is our relationship, and I don't ever see myself getting married. Is it different?
It's so funny, because that's scarily accurate. That's almost like verbatim what he said.
Which time? The first example or the second?
The second one. The second one where he said, you know, marriage is just a piece of paper, and I don't really know if it's for me. But also, too, like the lady had said who just called, you know, that most men are afraid because they're going to, I don't know, marry some nut job or whatever. But he knows, you know, I'm not like that. I mean, he
but if
asked
he doesn't
me to come
get
out and
married,
move with him.
He's telling you.
If he doesn't want to get married at all, why put yourself in the position to be embarrassed in front of his family?
Well, you know, the way I figure it, I honestly, I don't have anything to lose. Because other than this relationship, I want to get married. I want to have children, but I don't want my children not to have a legal father. So if it does come down to that, I mean, I'm not saying we'll break up immediately, but I really want to be married if we're going to have children.
All right. Is that important to you? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not, I don't want to give you any advice that's hypocritical. If you were a guy, would I say the same thing? You know, so there's plenty of women out there who make a stink about marriage and then the guy still proposes because he wants to propose. So that's not my issue with Kimberly. My issue with Kimberly is in front of the family. And especially the first time, regardless of if you've known the family for the whole time, You know, we say so. It is such a dangerous thing, and it should be a personal thing. And especially since you and he have to have a serious conversation about your future, I think your proposal should be in private to launch into that conversation you just told us about. I want to be a mother. I want to have a legal husband, and or I'm not going to pick up my life and move.
I see this with women all the time, where guys tell you things that they tell you how they're feeling, yet you don't believe it.
You ignore it.
You choose to ignore it. He's telling you right now, he's not for marriage. That's not him.
But that goes back to what women change in guys. They're like, oh, he says he's not into marriage, but he just doesn't know it yet.
Look, one of my really good friends ended up getting divorced a couple of months ago. He told his girlfriend at the time, I just want to let you know, if you're going to sign up for me, that means no kids. I do not want to have children. It's just not part of my makeup. I don't want to be a dad. But if you want to be with me, we can be with each other. So she said, okay, I get it. Let's get married. They get married. He's a year into the relationship. She starts pressuring him to have kids. He gets a vasectomy and says, look, I told you. This is where I'm at. I'm never having kids. Never, never, never. She's living across the country now. He's living here. They're divorced. But he told her right off the bat. But she thought, well, once he gets into marriage, change a little bit, be in love. He'll see, you know, we'll start hanging around other families. He told her.
Yeah. A lot of times I think people, men and women, live their own like narrative. You know, you have the narrative you want to tell for your life and you just kind of move on living it and don't consider what the other person has for their story, you know?
Right. But I also think that to be serious about a marriage, you can't be so stickler on every. Now, kids is very important. I mean, absolutely, that's a make or break. I know a couple, same situation. But I think also if this is how I am, this is how I'm always going to be, whatever, I don't think you're a great candidate for marriage in general if you have that kind of attitude.
I mean, there's
like you'll never change.
Hey, Mandy, you know? Go ahead.
I tell her to go for it because there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with taking a chance. But if he says no, at least she'll know he's not going to marry her. I mean, so I tell her to go for it.
So what is the harm then? I mean, if you're really using this to see if he's at all open to marriage, then what is the harm in doing it in private rather than in front of the family?
Well, that's why I'm asking his dad. You know, the night before, because he's always talking about his dad, you know, like he's really, really close to him. Even though I talk to his mom on the telephone, I figure, you know, if his dad, you know, says yes, then of course I'm going to do it, you know. But if he, I mean, I'm going to do it either way, to tell you the truth, whether or not he, you know, gives me the approval.
So even if the father says, even if the father says, look, you know that whatever his name is, Andy, is anti-marriage. You know this is not part of his future, right? So, no, I can't really give my blessing. You're still going to go for it in front of the family.
I still will, yes. And let me. I just want to be really, 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 really clear, okay? I don't want a wedding. I want a marriage, okay? I don't need to have, like, if it's the big, you know, like, $30,000 wedding and all that. I don't need that. Okay, we can just go to the courthouse. Like, nobody else even has to. Well, I guess, his parents, and his family. I say nobody has to know, but his family. You know, I mean, it's just something, you know, personal for me. And like I said, I'll sign any prenup. I'll do whatever I need to do on my end to help him feel comfortable with that. Like I said, I'm not doing it to get this big lavish wedding and look at me, I want a big engagement ring. That's exactly why I'm doing it the opposite, because I want him to know that it's about that commitment for me and not some pageantry, you know, not like, I want 15 bridesmaids.
Right.
You know? Like,
oh, I understand. Okay, well, we have got to get in touch with you to find out exactly what happened. And we'll find out if the dad said, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
And if your boyfriend said, yeah, and how the public proposal went in front of the family.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I think it still should be private. I think it's cool that you're trying to do it the traditional route. I think that's fantastic. I just be cautious about doing it in front of the entire family. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I will
don't
talk to her after the holiday.
Stealing his thunder?
In what way?
In case,
like,
he wants to do it?
In case he did want to do it. Maybe he knows how important it is to her, and then he wants to propose. Like, she's kind of robbing him of the chance to do something cool for her.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
I have a feeling the father's going to say no. Come on. You know what he's all about.
But would that stop a guy?
It's not stopping her. She already said it.
If a guy asked for the father's hand in marriage and he said no, would that stop him?
It would stop me from doing it publicly in front of the rest of the family, for sure.
Well,
this is something I'll handle after the holiday.
In front of the family, anybody doing it, but I'm just saying.
Not a good idea.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.